With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. This evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Americans will pause to join a nationwide prayer vigil for the victims of last week's terrorist attacks in New Orleans. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry tells host Tony Perkins he's hoping for strong support from Americans this evening.
If we have as many Americans as possible praying on Sunday for the victims, for the families who are going to begin to bury innocent Americans.
To find out how, just text PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 67742. That's PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 67742, and we'll send you a link to join the governor, I, and others on Sunday evening praying for our nation.
That nationwide prayer vigil, sponsored by the Family Research Council, again begins at 7 o'clock Eastern Time this evening. More troops are heading into Haiti to help reinforce the gangs there. Some 200 are now there. Also at SRNnews.com, if you're driving into Manhattan, it's going to cost you.
New York's new toll for drivers entering Manhattan from 60th Street down took effect Sunday. That was the MTA, which will benefit from the revenue debuting one of the last signs. It will now cost most drivers $9 during peak hours to access the busiest part of Manhattan. 225 non-peak, trucks pay more. The plan is to reduce traffic. The revenue goes into public transportation like subways.
That is Julie Walker reporting, and bad weather throughout the Midwest causing very treacherous driving conditions. This is SRN News. Well, the Middle East is still, by far, the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's not much for families to watch on streaming services these days. The Parents TV and Media Council conducted a study revealing the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows available to stream, more than 540 are rated mature versus less than 60 that are G-rated. This is SRN News. Well, traders return to Wall Street tomorrow morning for the first full week of 2025.
Wall Street bounced back Friday from a holiday season slump. Surging tech shares helped the S&P advance 1.3%. The Dow rose 339 points. The Nasdaq soared 1.8%. NVIDIA provided much of the market's momentum, rising 4.5%. Shares of U.S. Steel dropped 6.5% after President Biden scuttled Nippon Steel's proposed $15 billion purchase of its Pennsylvania-based rival.
In the meantime, Biden may very well be hurting the U.S. Officials say the Japanese company had promised to invest nearly $3 billion in U.S. Steel's aging blast furnace operations in Gary, Indiana, and Pennsylvania's Mon Valley. If the offer goes away, the commitments will also go away. More details at SRNnews.com.